Paragraph Tes Zayin 16. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Da, you should know that a human being has the ability to scream, to be screaming, full power, with a koil demomo daka, with the thinnest sound, screaming with full power, and yet nobody around them hears them. No sound is coming out of their mouth." The sound is coming from deep inside the person, from his lungs, going up to in his brain. His brain and his lungs are connected, but he's not letting the sound escape from his mouth. He's screaming super intense. He's screaming to Hashem, but he's in a place where he doesn't want people to hear him. Nobody hears the sound. He pictures the scream in his brain. He pictures it fully, exactly as if he were doing it, with the song, with the tune and everything that he would want. And Rabbeinu Zal says that again, this is not, it's not taking on a physical form. He says that there are parts within the lungs of a person from which the sound originates from. We know there's the larynx, the voice box, which is connected to the throat and down to the lungs. And Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, it's possible for the sound to originate from where it normally would originate from. We know, for example, chazonim, a cantor, those that have to, or music, people that sing professionally, they're taught, we wonder, how in the world could this guy carry that sound for such a long time? I could never do that. They don't know that the sound isn't coming from the throat, it's coming from deep inside the person. They're taught to bring the sound from the lungs. And it's a completely different level of power and length that it can carry, completely different. So Rabbeinu Zal says it's possible for the person to take that sound that's originating from deep down and again bring it up to the brain and screaming full power, and yet nobody's hearing. Rabbeinu Zal says sometimes a tiny sound will escape from the person's mouth. Sometimes, like the connection is broken for a second, and a sound could come out from the person's mouth. Rabbeinu Zal says that this is easier to do when it's just a scream without words. When a person tries to put words to it, it's a little bit harder to have that connection go from the lungs to the brain, and it's easier for it to escape through the mouth. But when a person is giving a scream to Hashem, full power, they can do this, again, from the lungs to the brain, without any sound escaping. And Rabbeinu Zal actually said this about himself, that there are times that he has exploited this, that he could be standing among a crowd of people, and he could be screaming to Hashem, and nobody knows, nobody hears at all that he's doing it.